Hello again, and welcome to the program. We have a little more strength for today. We're in Psalm 119, looking in verse 97 today. David prayed, "Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day." Now he said down in verse 165, "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them or cause them to stumble." We've said all along this particular chapter, in fact the whole Bible, is a manual for happiness. And so, in spite of all his problems, he said, "Oh, how love I thy law, it is my meditation all the day." Meditation is a concentration for the purpose of reaching spiritual awareness. We're not going to get the spiritual awareness we need because we spent 40 minutes in some Bible college class studying a particular subject, and then we claim it and say, "Yeah, I got all the answers to that one." No, you don't. We need to love the Word of God. We need to concentrate on it for spiritual awareness, not just a class and a commencement exercise. Verse 98, "Thou, through thy commandments," that's the Word of God, "has made me wiser than mine enemies." They are ever with me, he said. But they made me wiser. You can be wiser than your enemies or dumber than your enemies. It all depends on whether or not we're going to get into the Word of God. Verse 99, "I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation." There's that word again. Concentration for the purpose of reaching spiritual awareness. Verse 100, he said, "I understand more than the ancients." Why? "Because I keep thy precepts," present tense, "I keep them." That's the Word of God. Verse 101, "I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word." We just need to make sure that nothing stops us from getting into the word every day and letting the word get into us. 102, "I have not departed from thy judgments," that's the word, "for thou hast taught me." 103, "How sweet are thy words," there you go, looking at the Bible again, "how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." Verse 104, "Through thy precepts," that's the Bible, "I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way." Well, the secret is, as it says here in the chorus of this hymn, "Have faith in God." God's word is true. He cares for you. Have faith in God. Sing along with this message in song.
Do you ever feel downhearted or discouraged? Do you ever think your work is all in vain? Do the burdens thrust upon you make you tremble? And you feel that you will not the victory gain? Have faith in God. He cannot fail. Though storms of life your path assail, God's word is true. He cares for you. Have faith in God. Have faith. Just before the dawning, silver linings shine on God's side of the clouds. All your journey He has promised to be with you. Nothing comes to you but what His love allows. Have faith in God. He cannot fail. Though storms of life your path assail, God's word is true. He cares for you. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. God is mighty, he is able to deliver. Faith can victor be in every trying hour. Fear and care and sin and sorrow be defeated by our faith in God's almighty conquering power. Have faith in God, he cannot fail. Though storms of life your path assail, God's word is true. He cares for you. Have faith in God. Have faith.